So how did your health progress?
Well, unfortunately, when I was about 44, I suddenly realised that I'd got these problems. My leg was paining all the time and my back. And I just shrugged it off and thought, well, it's just nothing really. Because actually, I used to go to a gym. And by that time, because my children were quite grown up, and so I used to have a little bit more time to myself, and I used to go to a gym about four times a week. And I used to go to work, and I think, oh, you know, it's nothing. But then it just progressed and got worse and worse until I fell down a couple of times at work. I think the once I was only just sweeping the floor and I went down on the floor. And so in the end, I had to go to my GP. And she said, well, the first thing I should give up is the gym, which broke my heart because I loved it. I love going to the gym. And she put me off work. So I just carried on from there. I stayed off work. I didn't go to the gym. And it just, I think it just progressed from there, really. And I went back to her several times. And I said to her, I said, look, I said, I think it's better now. I want to go back to work. And she said, well, I don't think it is, she said, but if you want to go back to work, you can go back to work. So I went back to work. And consequently, I found that I couldn't even do my job. The girls I was working with, they were helping me lift and do certain things. And I realised myself that I shouldn't be there, really, and I shouldn't be doing it because I was putting other people at risk, carrying heavy things, hot things as well. So when I fell down again, they decided, the lady in the office rang the person that was sort of like in charge of us and explained. And I went onto the phone. I was quite upset. And he said, well, I'm sorry. He said, you have to go home. You have to go back to the doctor. And I don't think you'll find you'll be able to work here anyway. So that's what I did. I went back to my GP.